Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, March the 25th, 2012.
Well, I didn't say anything this morning, but the Easter musical is just 2 weeks from today, and every time I say that, I kind of get a pit in my stomach, but it's just been great working with choir and orchestra over the last few weeks with the Easter musical. It's entitled Remember, and the theme song is We Will Remember, and I taught it to you a couple of weeks ago, and I want to review it tonight, and we'll be singing it that Sunday morning a couple of times together. So just kind of prepare you, and we'll probably go through it next Sunday morning with the congregation, and then be prepared to sing that Sunday, Easter Sunday morning. We will remember the work of your hands. Sing with me.
We will remember. We will remember.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed this birth. Glory to God. And good tidings to earth.
The men to come at this time, and I was going to just mention anyone that maybe felt the Lord had burdened your heart about maybe making a special offering for Motions Ministry with these 13 Iranian pastors. If you could help in that way, that would be wonderful. Just designate it in the offering tonight, and that would be wonderful. Father in heaven, for this offering, we thank you. We thank you for the way you love us and the way you care for us, Father. We think of Motion and Sarah and the ministry that they have and the opportunities that they're having in a very difficult place, Father. I pray that you would use them in special ways, that you'd watch over and protect them and bless the work, Father. Again, for this offering, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. who began a good work in you. That is a tremendous, encouraging statement to have. Well, tonight I promised you special testimonies, and Clay and Keeley Robinson are going to give the testimonies, and I'm going to confess my sin. You know, I'm an old geezer. I don't always remember. I was supposed to do their wedding, and then Mary made me go to the hospital. And so I was up here, and you probably wonder what happens occasionally. So I started with Matt, and I said, Matt, what is Clay's last name? And Matt looked at me and gave me this semi-intelligent look, talked to Paul. Paul said, let me ask Aaron, and Aaron said... So we determined that the whole front row. So I thought, you know, I could just pull this off. I really think I could hide this. And then I thought, oh no, if I don't. So that's when I went back and asked the father-in-law, and he, you know, he took Clay, we're so glad to have you. Come share. Thank you.
On the note of that, beforehand, her parents wouldn't advise. They wanted me to see if I would keep the Hodges name.
Oh, yeah.
They want to know if I would take that on, but...
No, but I'm Keeley Robinson, not Keeley Hodges. My parents are Rick and Judy Hodges. I've been a member of this church as long as I can remember. Grew up in the church. Got saved when I was in kindergarten. I don't remember the details. I have the memory. Jana, my cousin, reminds me of everything that ever happened in my life. She said, don't you remember when this happened? I'm like, oh, sure, yeah, that was great. No idea what happened. But I remember there being a change, and noting that change, and I remember my life changing when I got saved at that point. Went to school at Grace, elementary, middle, high school, learned a lot at the school, and that kind of helped me form my basic beliefs and what I believed in and who I was. Grew up in Awana. When I finished Awana, I worked in Awana and children's choir and member in orchestra and youth group all throughout, and had a good experience in high school at church, and grew up in a very godly home. I can remember my mom sitting downstairs, I'm crying because I'm nervous, and she would whisper, and I always thought, what is she doing? She's down here talking to herself like a crazy person. But she would read scripture aloud to herself every morning. And looking back now, I really respect that in her. Now I'm just nervous. I graduated from Grace, no idea what I wanted to do. I told Scott Hicks, he read my name at graduation, I said, do not say undecided. You can't tell anybody I don't know what I want to do. And so I'm a very plans-based person. I have lists for all the lists in my life, and I have calendars in my phone, and we just got a new car, and it has a calendar in it, so it made my day. So, Dad had gone to Temple and majored in accounting, so I said, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go to Temple. I'm not going to major in accounting. Well, now I'm an accountant married to a Temple grad. So God has a way of coming and laughing at you saying what you're not going to do. And we always laugh. I've always eaten my words. In sixth grade when I got braces, I said, oh, yeah, look at all those people. They have all the rubber bands across their mouth. And, oh, that's so funny. I had rubber bands across my mouth. Every time I've said anything, my plans have changed and I've eaten all my words. So I went to UTC, didn't know what I was going to do, just wanted to graduate in 3 years. Whatever I could do, graduate in 3 years. So I decided to take a business class, ended up taking accounting and loved it. So I stuck with accounting and have enjoyed it so far. Graduated from UTC in 2010. And that was a big year of change in my life. I graduated school. I started working full time. I bought a house and moved out of mom and dad's. My grandmother had a stroke, and my other grandma passed away. Got engaged to Clay and then started grad school. So that was a huge year of change. It was good things and bad things, and some things in my control and some things weren't.
Just don't.
Yeah, but so that was 2010. So we got married in 2011, this year in July, so we've been married 8 months now. It's been lots of fun. We've enjoyed it. Our marriage has been good. We got back from our honeymoon, and there was a lot of stuff going on with me at work. I was stressed and would come home nauseous and couldn't eat, and that's not really fun to trying to be in the honeymoon phase, sick to your stomach when you get home from work. But didn't know what to do, just kind of looking for direction and didn't want to really change jobs, but didn't know what I wanted to do. So just praying through that, and I was contacted by Lisa Smith at a position at her company where she's the controller, and they needed an assistant controller. So I said, well, I'll go see what this is about. It could be fun. Interview process is always good experience. So I went, and I really liked it. We got along well. So I was like, well, so she called me back for the second interview, and it went well. I ended up getting the job, and I've been there since October. And I told Clay, I said, sometimes when I'm out in the plant and I got my booties on and the glasses so you don't get lead poisoning and you're dodging forklifts as they come flying around, it's amazing to sit back and think that this is where God has you. Your little accountant world that you think you know when you're out in the plant, but it's wonderful and God has you placed in where you need to be at the right time. And so that has helped me dramatically looking back now. When I'm out of the situation I was in at work, you can look back and see you were angry and you were upset and had issues that you didn't even know at the time. And I think it's helped us because I don't come home nauseous when I get home from work. But something that I've just had to continue to learn is just know that God's plan and His timing is perfect. If you just wait on Him, His is better. No matter how many lists and how many calendars I might have for what's going to happen in our life, His plan is always the plan that's best. And there's a verse in New Living says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. And I think that's hard for you to me to understand and actually live by that. But that's what has been big in my life. So now maybe Clay won't cry on you.
I was raised in Phenix City, Alabama. None of y'all know where that's at. It's about 15 miles from Auburn. It's about 2 miles from the Georgia state line. But my parents had three boys. I was the middle child. Still don't know how my mom made it this far. She's always told us she had to keep four people in line. So, but I was raised in church. Went through all the Awana program. Went through it all. Never missed a day. When your dad is Awana commander all your life, he's been a deacon for as long as I've known. You don't miss church. You miss church. Yeah, there's some problems. But I was saved and baptized when I was six at the church of Glen Anthony Baptist Church. Is in Columbus, Georgia. I understood and believed what the Bible taught. I knew that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I understood every bit. Memorized all the verses I needed to memorize to get through the WANA program. I believed every bit that the Word said. But as I was growing up, besides church and school, sports was a humongous part of our lives, which I give a lot of credit to my parents. I admire them so much for everything they did. They worked a lot of labor hours. Both their jobs required it. If it wasn't driving us to sporting events, to school, something, they were a humongous impact in my life and the way I was brought up, the discipline they gave me. It just amazes me that I wish I could owe them as much as they've given to me, but, you know, the Lord put them with my parents for a reason. So, but during my high school years, I was kind of a distance person. I didn't like close relationships. I didn't get out much. I kind of hung around my parents, hung around close friends, teammates, stuff like that, but never meant to get close relationships or anything like that. But did I know that that was going to change, because now, you know, I have a lot of relationships that, you know, I'd never thought was possible. But when I turned 18, I decided to move out. That was a big turning point in my life, because I am such being into a comfort zone. When I get in a comfort zone, I like to stay in a comfort zone. I don't like to venture out. And that's something that has changed in my life a lot over the years. But I decided to go to Tennessee Temple University and enroll. Did not want to go there. I wanted to go to junior college and play ball, which is the main reason I went to Temple. My parents prayed for it. I know I didn't pray for it. I just wanted to go somewhere and play ball. They said, you need to go to Temple. So I said, I went to Temple. But my freshman year was a big adjustment, because I had to play ball, go to school, and I had to find some kind of work of something. And which, let alone, did not leave me time to think about church, even though at Temple you were required to go to church. And that just wasn't a big point in my life, but let alone that I know that was a turning point in my life. Because when people ask me about my testimony, I don't tell them my testimony began when I accepted Christ at age 6. My testimony began 50 years ago. And some of y'all have heard this story from her dad, but her grandfather, Brother Hodges, started a little church in Columbus, Georgia, called Grace Baptist Church. And one day he came over to my grandfather's house in Columbus, Georgia, and got to talking. They became great friends, close friends, let alone that her grandfather led my grandfather to the Lord. And as the years went on, close relationships began. My grandfather began to work in Brother Hodges' church. And things just kind of, you know, as my parents and her parents grew up in the church, relationships built, people venture out. Let alone know, 3 generations later, another Hodges is sharing her word with another Robinson. So it's just, it's an emotional story when you talk to my grandparents and her parents and aunt and uncles. And it's something that on our wedding day was a big moment for all of us. But, you know, the Hodges and Robinsons are, I guess you could say, are finally one. But talking about that is that I saw the way Keely lived. I saw the sample she was putting towards me when we first started dating 6 years ago, which, speaking of how we met, was my grandmother. We went out to eat the day I moved up here, and her grandmother told her to take very good care of me and watch out over me, and let alone my grandma was actually telling the future.
I follow directions well.
So, but she has made a humongous impact in my life. You know, when people ask me about how we began and all that, I could tell the 50 years ago how our grandfather and all that, but God had a plan for her life to be in mine, and I see that every day. She is everything that I'm not. I'm everything that I'm not. We just absolutely complete each other. When I knew I didn't want marriage, I didn't want it anytime soon. I just wanted to play ball, be done, work, be on my own, you know, do that. I wouldn't say she's forcing me, but no, it's exactly what I wanted at the right time. And the life that I have now is the life I never dreamed of, never wanted, but I do want it now. God had a work in my life. And it's just something that you know, I can never be thankful for enough. And the other thing is that, you know, for me being, you know, three and a half hours away from my parents and not getting to see them very much, God has given me a new set of parents that, you know, love me just as much as my parents do now. And, you know, they've done so much for me over the years, and they continue to do, and I have a strong relationship with them. I thank them every day for what they've done. But but I had a coach one time that told me struggles and, you know, things are going to come up, and things have been up and down over the years, and it's just it's a fight that you just got to continue to fight. We read the news every day. It just doesn't get any better. It's not going to get any better, and that's something that, and when people talk to you about kids, that's something that fears me the most, is that you don't know where the world's going. But you got to know that God's in control. He's in control of my life. He's in control of both of our lives. But anyways, a coach once told me that that when struggles come arise, he had a verse that that got him through a lot of things. And it was James 4:7. Humble yourself before the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that's something that, it's in my wallet. I used to put it in the bill of my hat when I wore. Now I don't have much to work. Has to wear, but I stuck that a lot. I had a picture of Keely in my car, and I had that behind it. But it's something that's got me through a lot. If I just quote it to myself, he gives me the patience that I need, because sometimes, you know, life can be hectic. But I just know that me and Keely talked about it, and I know if our time comes, we know we see each other another day. So. Thank you.
Okay, one little matter of business. Clay is asked to become a member of the church. Is there a motion to receive Clay? Okay, all of these guys that know you well made that motion. I have a second somewhere. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Fantastic. Lord bless you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Okay, there's something I'd like to do tonight that we have not done before. You should have a piece of paper, about a half sheet of paper. We're not going to do the whole sheet tonight, but there is a segment that begins under the heading, Examining Our Hearts. And it asks several questions. Am I truly trusting Christ to save me? Am I fully surrendered to Him as Lord? Is all known sin confessed? Am I taking the table with a reverent gratitude, worshiping Christ? In other words, what is the perspective that I have as I'm coming to this His table? And so what I would like you to do, right where you're at, is I'd like you to take a few minutes now, and I'd like you to read over those questions. And some of these verses may seem unfamiliar, so you might want to take your Bible, read these verses, and maybe bow your heads as you prepare your heart for this His table tonight. And we will have the Lord's table as time goes on. But if you would do that, that would be wonderful. First question, am I truly trusting Christ to save me? Bill Summers, will you rise and pray for us as a corporate body that the Spirit would search our hearts for all of us, that we are absolutely certain we really know Him as our Savior?
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Your love and that love that would come from glory and take on the form of a man and then die for us, and what love You've given to us. I pray that You'd, through Your Holy Spirit, work in each of our lives and give us the assurance and the knowledge that we have a relationship with You that will go with us through eternity. We're thankful that it's so simple, that it has nothing to do with things that we can do or accomplish or wishes, but has something to do with a personal relationship, that faith that we can have in You, that You promised to make us heirs with You and with the life to come. We thank You for that. We pray in each one of our lives that Your Spirit would be there, that we'd be able to look and see that that Spirit works in our lives and changes us and makes us what we ought to be. We thank You for what You're doing and for what we can do to come to You. Thank You for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Am I fully surrendered to Him as Lord? Bill Fortner, would you pray that as a corporate body, individually, we would be surrendered to Him as Lord?
Lord, we thank You that according to the Word of God, once we surrender ourselves fully to You, we have ourselves fully. We thank You that Lord, the greater freedom you have had. To truly come to you as a living sacrifice, bring our lives on the altar, and ready to be used by you in the way that you desire. Thank you for the sacrifice you've given to us for us, for the good of the God of sacrifice for us. Help us tonight, especially as we think about these wonderful Bible truths that I speak on our individual.
Is all known sin confessed? John Ramsey, will you rise and pray for us that our hearts will be sensitive to the Spirit and the areas in our life that need to be confessed to Him? Taking the table with reverent gratitude, worshiping Christ. Alan Walker, would you pray and ask the Lord that He would check our attitudes?
Father, just thank you for this opportunity to come to your table. Pray, Lord, that we come with reverent hearts and out of honor, just being able to be part of this day. Just thank you for what your Son did for us. To remind us that there is some things in our life that we need to cleanse, and Lord, we just leave that here. Thank you for all that you've done.
This is the Lord's table, and as such, we encourage anyone who's here that knows the Lord as their Savior to participate with us in this His table. this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. The bread represents the fact that he is God, very God. But with the juice, we remember what he did. So it's who he is and what he did. And what he did was he died for your sins and for mine in shedding his blood. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. If you look very closely at your sheet, you'll notice that there was a lot of stuff we didn't look at. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a Lord's table on Easter Sunday. And the presentation that we're going to have is primarily remembering Christ. That's the song that Fred taught us. And so we're going to spend some time remembering. And over the next several months, we're going to have an opportunity in our Lord's table to maybe split up into some groups and talk, read these verses to one another and talk a little bit about these things, share some of these things as we think about the Lord's table. Just now, we have an opportunity to remember those that have special needs, and so we want to take a benevolence offering. So, Father, thank you for what you've been doing for us, for your care and your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.